Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
A Sirius XM Fight Nation special.
Welcome to Busted Open's Inside AEW All Out. For the next hour, listen as Busted Open's own Dave LaGreca takes you, the humble wrestling fan, on a journey to Chicago, Illinois, for all things All Elite Wrestling and All Out. We've got matchups, interviews galore, and maybe even some surprises too. And now, here's your host, Dave LaGreca.
Hey, it's Dave LaGreca. Welcome to Busted Open's Inside AEW All Out, direct from AEW Fan Fest in Chicago. Now, let's just get this out of the way right off the bat and give you the first surprise of the hour. I ain't alone here. I'm here joined by Mark Henry and a bunch of diehard fans ready for all the action we're going to bring to you this hour. So let's get to it.
How's everybody doing?
I was thinking about doing a flex contest with you, Mark. I mean,
you might win now. Oh, yeah, you would say that. It's because you're not a... You come up here and take your shirt off. Oh, look a little quiet now. Oh, you're a church mouse now.
You know, I'm looking over this crowd. We have an Evil Ed Robinson sign right in the front row, Mark.
Excuse me while I throw up real quick.
Are you guys excited for what's happening? Come on!
Guys, I've seen a lot of crowds. Some good, some bad, some in the middle. You are definitely the most recent crowd I've ever seen.
You know what, Mark? You know, there's a lot of things that people who aren't wrestling fans say about wrestling fans, right? You know, you live in your mom's basement, all those myths that actually don't happen.
You know that some of that is true.
Maybe. But you know one that is definitely true? There are a lot of wrestling fans that wear black t-shirts because I got mine on, and I know all of you have yours on, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. How many people listen to Busted Open?
You want me to fix your mic, too? Y'all see how creative I made my mic look?
You know what? You can make things with these microphones. I didn't know about that. Obviously, I know you guys listen. Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer, the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, Evil Ed Robinson, he may be one of those people that live in his basement, but one person that did come out to Chicago for All Out, and that is the beautiful Gabby Laspisa.
Some of y'all might have seen the hat video. Nice hat, huh?
Now, we got some surprises over the next hour. We got some special guests that are going to join us over the next hour. But, man, it just feels good to be around fans again.
Hey, do not take this for granted. I don't know if y'all remember or not, but about, like, 6 months ago,
yep.
What were you doing? Sitting in your basement, sitting on your couch, sitting in the front porch, sitting on the back porch, walking around your house. Like, you couldn't go nowhere, and here we are. all together. We talked about on Busted Open.
Yep.
Like fans actually having a good time and enjoying themselves, and we're doing that. And I see, you know, me and Dave, we don't have our mask on because we're up here in front of you guys. But, man, keep your hands clean. Keep your mask on. Like, you know, we're going to beat this.
Yep. But, Mark, you know, for you, you know, and I've said this before, obviously a Hall of Fame wrestler. I think what the job you're doing on commentary on Rampage is fantastic. And you could just feel the momentum, man. I mean, we've been on this since day one. Every one of you have been part of AEW. It's fantastic.
Yeah. The thing that I like the most about Busted Open is, you know, I was able to see it from the beginning and to be able to be at the first pay-per-view and to be at some of the first shows and meet the fans that support AEW. I don't feel like the fans of AEW get represented enough because this is a movement. It's not just a group of people that love pro wrestling. It's a group of people that love pro wrestling and they want to support something, and that is who y'all are. And y'all should give yourselves a round of applause.
I'll say this too, there's a lot of amazing AEW wrestlers that are here at FanFest today, but there's somebody there's somebody I have to introduce that is not only, in my eyes, a star, but a loyal Nation member. Izzy is in the house.
What? Hey, I'm bringing up Captain Sean Dean real quick.
Yep.
Y'all know the cap? I'm bringing him up because I'm doing some gentlemanly stuff real quick. I want you to get one of these chairs down here on the end and take it down there to your beautiful bride.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have a little Captain Sean Dean. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Mark, I need something not only for you to help me with, but everybody that's here at FanFest to help me with. And that is to make sure that Thunder Rosa doesn't come within 100 feet of my ass here at FanFest.
Listen, I don't work security. But I will say this. A lot of that you bring on yourself. So my advice is to my brother from another mother, leave her alone.
No. She needs, there's things that she needs to say to me. There's four words that woman needs to say to me, Thunder Rosa. She needs to say thank you because I did a show at Mission Pro Wrestling, the biggest house they ever had. I'm expecting her to say thank you. And the other thing is she needs to apologize. She needs to say, I'm sorry. She took a Dave LaGreca t-shirt and ripped it up. Enough is enough. I need those. It's just four words, Mark. Four words. And she needs to say that to me. Today may be the day that she says those words to me.
I know that you're a married man, Dave. How many times have your wife apologized to you?
You could ask
her.
My
wife ain't said sorry in 20 years.
You can ask her yourself. She's right over there, Violetta.
It's a special place in heaven for that woman.
Now, if you look at Violetta, she's wearing a pierogi t-shirt. She's showing off get your pierogies, Violetta LaGreca. Because my wife has a tasty pierogi, Mark.
I have to admit, I was invited over recently. I don't know if I've ever had better pierogies.
Well, that's my wife you're talking about, Mark. So
well,
take
I'm
it
talking
easy.
About the food. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
So, Mark, what's the... For you, and you have a Hall of Fame career, what's it been like now being a part of the AEW locker room?
You know what, man? It's been a lot of fun because I get the benefit of being a bearer of good news a lot, not so much bad news. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the guys and girls I talk to, I try to like enlighten them on the process of pro wrestling and how to get better, what strategies to take to work with the office, everything that you can to make everything run more smooth. And I've had nothing but positive. I'm trying to think right now, but I don't think that I've had one person that I had conversations with, business-wise or personal, that I didn't feel like I was getting a response. You know how you can look at somebody and you're talking to them, and you're talking to them, but they can't hear you? I've not experienced that yet. And that's a bonus for being here, because one, hey man, don't break stuff. Pick that up. Everybody look at him. He just knocked something over. Jeez.
Wow.
Come on, man. It's a family
affair. It's okay. Things happen. Mistakes happen. It's all right.
Hey, I didn't know that brother could turn red. But I've enjoyed the process. It's been a lot of fun.
And the thing too, Mark, and what I'm most proud working with you, you know, every Friday, and you do an amazing job with Ryan McKinnell on Saturdays on Busted Open, is how great you've become as a host, as a radio personality, and as a commentator, because it's one thing to be in a wrestler and be a character, but at the same time, when you're behind the microphone, you're yourself, and I think you've done a phenomenal job with that.
Well, thank you, Dave.
What do you got there?
I was trying to pay you for that.
You don't have to pay me, Mark. That's honestly the truth. And I think there's a lot.
You take plastic? Is there anybody that carries cash around anymore? I'm going to rob y'all ass in a little while.
I still have change.
I don't carry cash no more.
I still have change in my pocket. There you go. That man has a $10
green,
bill.
Green. All right. Hey, Cab, get that collection plate. We're going to have come to Jesus meeting here in a minute. We're going to pass the plate around. Oh, my God.
So, Mark,
I'm joking. No. Oh, I thought he was bringing me some money.
Mark, let me ask you.
Give me a hot dog, kid.
He's hungry. Mark, let me ask you, when you look at all these people that are here at FanFest, and there's thousands of people here at FanFest, and you know, the sellout crowds that you're seeing, not only what we're going to see Sunday night at All Out, over 11,000 fans, but you're seeing it all across the country. Like, is this something that you expected to see so quickly from AEW?
Not this fast. It usually takes about 5 years to get a swell of fans enough that you can hold big events. And I couldn't believe it when we were in Vegas.
Yep.
I mean, we were in Vegas, and, you know, my man's shaking his head. There's not thousands of people here. Over the last 4 days, there have been thousands of people in here.
And math has never been my strongest subject, so take it easy on me.
And sit down. Quit standing over me, Junior. it's been thousands of people, and this has been from the beginning. And that whole time we had in Vegas, we were all in Vegas for All In. I was super shocked, because at the time I was still working at the other company, and I knew how much work and how much time it took to get this kind of polish, this kind of organization, and they were able to do that in just about 6 to 8 months. And guys, like, running a business like this one with all the moving pieces, the travel department, the legal, the merchandising, the licensing agreements, the talent coordinating, the agents or producers or coaches or whatever you want to call them, and being able to have other elite talent go, you know what, man, I'll go over there and see what they're about. Like, it's a lot of work to do that. And to do that in 8 months, it's super impressive. Tony Khan has a lot of confidence, but the only way that can happen is if you are a super fan, that you love wrestling. Y'all, have y'all, who been to the shows this week so far?
Everybody.
So every one of y'all know that Tony will come out and he'll go, hey guys, Thank y'all so much for coming. We're going to have a good time. Let's go! Am I right? That's my Tony Khan impersonation. Don't tell him. He might find me or something. But I'm telling you, like, this guy love wrestling, man. And you need that. You need to have somebody that I've never seen him sleep. It's like he goes from the arena to hanging out with the crew. And most bosses that have so much to do, they don't have time to come hang out in the bar. Or they don't have time to come hang out in the lobby or in the catering. Like, Tony does all of that. And that's something that I look forward to a continued relationship with.
And I think it's important with the fans, too. And we've probably heard this a lot. And I get called it all the time, and that's a mark. You know, people say, oh, LaGreca, you're a mark. And I say, yeah, I am. You know, I've been watching pro wrestling for 40 years.
I'm a mark.
I know, Mark. you are a Mark.
My name is Mark.
I know you are, Mark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're definitely a Mark.
I thought you said that like it was something bad.
But there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a lifelong fan of pro wrestling. There is absolutely nothing wrong with sleeping, eating, and breathing pro wrestling. Like, you know, we see people do that when it comes to football and basketball and baseball, and that's okay. But for some reason, when it comes to wrestling, people think that that's something to be, you know, ashamed of. And it's not.
It's
you
not.
Guys are the proof.
I'm going to give you a prime example. Izzy, bring your folks up here.
Okay.
You're not in trouble. I'm using you as a visual.
Well, Izzy's used to being in detention, so I think that might be the issue.
Y'all have a seat.
Yeah.
Look at Izzy came on stage like, let me get my shine.
Woo! Oh my God, that's loud.
But you know what? That's because she's programmed for that. Her mother and father, y'all got that.
Oh yeah. Hello.
Like they have brought their kid from a baby to pro wrestling forever. She's a byproduct of the fact that her parents are fans.
Very
the
true.
Only reason that I'm here today is because of my grandmother. Nobody else in my family watch wrestling. Well, they do now because, you know, they want a loan every now and then. it's these people right here. And yep. I want to ask y'all a question.
Absolutely.
Oh my
like,
God.
When was the first time, how it was Izzy when you first took it to a show?
Well, she first watched, was it SmackDown?
She was yeah, she was about
old.
She was about three. And
3 years old.
And yeah. I was hoping, you know, having a girl, you're hoping like she's going to like whatever you like. And so she sat there, and Izzy's biggest question was, why are they wrestling in underwear? And I was like, baby, they're trunks.
Yeah.
And then she just fell in love with it. And then the action figures started. And then it was like, hey, can we go to an event? And then the first time she went to a live event, it was like,
she was
hooked. She
yeah.
was hooked.
She was okay. Like over the moon, super excited, just fell in love with it. There was just nothing that could take her away from watching wrestling. She loved it ever since she was three.
That's awesome. And Mark, I want to do one thing because I know this has been a dream for Izzy. And, you know, she's still so young and she still keeps her mind and her head on
young and beautiful.
She's in high school. She's in high school now.
But I want to give her a moment. And I would like if everybody here gave an Izzy chant in front of Izzy.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God,
so can I get an Izzy chant? Izzy! Izzy!
Oh, my God, thank you. This made my day. It's been a crazy day. Our flight was canceled, but this was, like, literally the best part of my day.
They can't hear you.
Oh, they can?
You.
Oh.
You,
can you hear me?
We're vaccinated.
We're vaccinated. So, you know what? Just give a thank you to everybody here at the AEW fam.
I just really appreciate the chant. Like, thank you so much. It's really crazy with all the things I'm doing right now. There's definitely some exciting things on the horizon. I was telling you one of the things I've been doing.
You got big things.
Big things,
big
everybody.
Things
big things.
Busted opens inside AEW All Out.
I do believe that we have somebody who has championship gold around their waist just waiting to come on with us. So, AEW Women's Champion Britt Baker!
What's up, guys? I told them this was Britago last week on Dark.
I think it is Britago.
It is.
It is Britago. Is it Britago here? Now, you know, you talk about no one being over. When CM Punk, the first thing he says in front of a live audience after being gone from pro wrestling for 7 years is mentioning Britt Baker and Pittsburgh. You know you're the world champion when you get that.
Yeah, yeah. You know you're the champ when you got the elite guys in the business to reference you. Like, I from the beginning, the first time that I met Britt, I knew that she was going to be special in this business. And my thing is I want to know what is next.
Well, I'm going to hang on to this for quite a long time. But specifically, what's next is Chris Statlander at the pay-per-view. And you know, I would be lying if I said that she's a fierce competitor. She is tough as hell. If you watch the match, when she held Reba and Jamie Hayter, I said, oh, shit. I really did. But she's not the DMD.
She's the champ.
Champ.
So you have Chris coming up on Sunday. That's going to be a tough matchup for you, and I know you're prepared. And then you have the Casino Battle Royale on Sunday for the next contender for this AEW Women's Championship. So, I mean, these next few months, even after what's going to take place on Sunday, is going to be very tough for you.
No, it's going to be entertaining for the fans because it just means they get to see more of the DMD. Yeah.
Now, there's one person that I want to make sure that I don't know if it's going to be after the Casino Battle Royale or someday soon, is Thunder Rosa. A lot of people love that match. I think the match of 2020 was the match that you had with Thunder Rosa. I mean, that match was absolutely fantastic. And I think it's one of the best matches, not the best women's match, but one of the best matches I have ever seen. On Busted Open, I did top 10 matches of all time, and that match was included in those top 10 matches.
Wow.
And as much as I would love to give a little love to Thunder Rosa, I'm just not going to do it.
No.
I know that must have been tough having to carry her for all that
time. It was rough.
That match.
My back still hurts carrying her. Keeping her relevant.
You made her look good.
Well, of course. I make everyone look. I'm making you look good because I'm sitting next to you.
Yeah, and that is an impossible
task. That is true.
Brett, when you look at the growth of this company, and we've been talking about it, Mark and I here, since we've been doing this, is just amazing these last couple of years. And a lot of that growth has to be because of you. You know, you're a superstar now. You're somebody that walks into a room and everybody knows who you are. Do you feel that? Have you felt that over the last few months?
I really haven't. And I'm thankful. But at the same time, this is why I wanted to be a professional wrestler. This is what I work so hard for. So it's almost like I would have been pissed if it didn't get to this point. I would have felt like I kind of failed at some capacity. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm right where I was always supposed to be. Right here in AEW, the Women's World Champ, the DMD.
I don't know if y'all realize it or not, but they set up a certain amount of chairs in front of the stage because that's kind of how many people they thought would be standing in front of the stage. As you can see, on both sides of the chairs, it's sold out.
Yep.
And that, I appreciate y'all being fans of ours, but on our show, we had a conversation with a young, probably like it was a year and a half,
yep,
Britt Baker, and Britt was pissed off that she did not have an action figure.
Oh, yeah.
And the other day, I walked in, they had like boxes of Britt Baker action figures. When we came in today, walking through this door, did you have to sign all of those?
Not yet, I'm waiting to do it.
Okay, so there's probably about 150, 200 that she's got to sign back there.
And they were top sellers as soon as they came out. Like I told the company,
you was right,
if you want to make money, make Britt Baker action figures.
So are you happy with your, I mean, I remember the first action figure I had.
Yeah.
Are you happy with it? Do you look at it and go, okay, they could change this or they could change that. Are you just like, the hell with that? This is awesome.
The only problem I have is there's only two, and there should be way more. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers Chase variant, which I haven't even seen yet. I've been doing a lot of Comic-Cons and signing them. I have yet to see the Pittsburgh action figure. So if anybody has it, please run up here and show me, because I'm dying to see it. I will sign it for you, whatever you want. Just bring it to me. It's $800 on eBay.
$800 on eBay?
Wow. Business is booming.
Wow.
And as everybody here knows, this is the best time to be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan because the season hasn't started
yet. Oh. Terrible.
Woo-hoo!
I'm sorry, what?
You were right.
Did you just say you're a Cowboys fan? Oh. You said that out loud. You said that out loud.
And that's coming from a lot of Bears fans.
Yeah, that's it.
How many wins y'all had in the last 3 years? If it wasn't for Khalil Mack.
All right, let's not break up this family so soon.
No,
we got
let's
a beautiful
hate on them,
family.
Baby.
Let's not hate
let's
on
turn
the,
on
let's
them.
Not hate on the Bears fan. Okay?
We love drama. Let's stir it up.
Hey, let's stir this shit up.
See, Britt came out here and just stirred the pot.
as long as Thunder Rosa doesn't show up, we're okay.
She doesn't belong out here because this is the champs only table.
There you go. Man. But I was glad to see the action figure because I thought they were going to come up with a 15th version of a Cody figure.
Sure.
So it was good
that
we finally got at least a Britt Baker. Britt, you know, it's amazing. You were made to be an action figure.
I was. You know, and I think, this is my personal opinion, I think we need a bloody Britt action figure.
Yeah.
To commemorate the Lights Out match.
I
and
agree.
Only a bloody Britt. We don't need a two-pack. We don't need anybody else in that pack.
Britt, when you look at it, like Mark was just saying, sellout. He said sellout. We sold out here today at the Fan Fest. Sunday is sold out. Rampage was sold out. The last time we were in Chicago when Punk appeared, it was sold out, over 15,000 fans. I mean, this has got to be a dream for you to be able to walk into arena after arena after arena and be sold out. Mark, you were looking at the secondary market for tickets. Like, this is record for secondary market for tickets.
Hey, guys, I want to apologize to you, but I can't. The success of AEW is real. For those that did not get the first tickets that came from AEW.com and you had to go out on the secondary market, I'm sorry. I saw how much they cost, but thank you for buying them anyway, because it's going to make the business even better. And come to think of it, while we're here talking about the ticket sales, the secondary ticket sale market is higher than any ticket in America in any sport.
Woo.
The NFL is starting up. There is not a $2,000 ticket on the market in NFL. There's not a $2,000 ticket in basketball. There's not a $2,000 ticket in any other sport, including wrestling. I don't know if y'all heard that. I said that there is not a $2,000 ticket in pro wrestling.
Wow.
And if that's, hey, listen, if that don't move you, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what else move you, because money move me.
And I think Chicago is kind of like our home away from home. There's Jacksonville, Florida, which, of course, is kind of like our home base. But I was one of the few people in AEW that was a part of a very special event called All In that was in Chicago. And this is kind of very surreal, because I remember, like, walking down the ramp at All In, and not very many people knew who I was then. Oh, hey, Britt.
There we go.
Not very many people knew who I was. And now I'm here, and there's DMD Chan, so how freaking cool is this? What up, Gun Club?
Hey, guys. Britt, I hate to stop you. Listen, there are not many more people on this planet that are as goofy as the Gun Boys. That Austin Gunn He should be doing comedy.
Hey, let's give the Gun Club a round of applause for putting our heart and soul during the pandemic in the front row. Right? Thank you, Gun
Club. That was fun. That was awesome.
How many people here are from outside of Chicago?
Wow.
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 So you guys traveled. How many people are from Chicago?
Yeah.
Probably 50-50.
It's 50-50.
Yep. And I think...
Oh, he's fired up. Wow, I don't know what he said.
I don't know what he's saying, but he looks angry.
I'm scared.
You look angry. You look angry. Through your mask, you look angry. He's still yelling.
Stop yelling.
Now, why are you yelling?
Oh, my God.
Stop yelling at me. I never yell.
Who do you think you are to
scream
at me?
Whoa, come on.
Y'all know that Dave embarrasses the hell out of
me. I love you! All right, Britt. So, Britt.
Yeah. We cool?
With all these moments that you've had over the last year and a half, what was your favorite moment overall?
Oh, that's good.
Man, I have two. I can't pick one because one is definitely being the first women's main event with Thunder Rosa. Oh, that Throw the Lights Out match, because that was such a special moment for wrestling, not just women's wrestling, it's just for wrestling. And to be a part of that is really cool. But the other part would be winning the AEW Women's Champion in the first pay-per-view back with fans. I mean, just to hear cheers, boos, any sound whatsoever was absolutely, it gave you chills. So that's two awesome moments I'll never forget.
Britt, how hard was it to, you know, we wrestled in a time when there were no fans. How hard was that for you?
It was hard because that's where I was really, you know, finding my rhythm. But I never had the feedback of the fans to if this was working or not, because we just didn't have that. So you just kind of had to entrust in Tony, the top of the mountain up there, that everything we were doing was working, and chime in here and there on social media. And luckily, it was working. But to not have the heart, the soul, the fans. It's hard because that's what we're so excited for. That's what we come out of the curtain for. It's not to do moves or this or that. It's for you guys, to hear you guys. So without you there, it's kind of like, okay, we still love wrestling, but this isn't the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a little inside information. Britt said, Mark, are you going to come to after catering? We have a catering set up at the hotel in Jacksonville. And I said, oh, yeah, man, that's cool. Thank you for the invitation. And then she said, yeah, I want you to come because my parents are going to be there. And they love you. I want you to meet my mom and dad. I was like, all right, Britt, I'm coming. I was like, she worked me even then. Jeez.
That's true. It's a true story.
All right, so Britt, I asked you about your favorite moments, but what was the moment that you knew that AEW was a success? When did you know that, man, I made the right decision to come here, and this is going to be bigger than I ever thought?
I think it was actually during the pandemic. Just I think how Tony Khan handled everything, how he treated his staff, how he treated the talent. We all had work. We all had a place to go. We all had a place to. We were there for each other during a really hard time, and I think then more than ever, AEW really felt like family more than work. So that, and then when we came back from the pandemic, we've been on fire, and ever since then, the up and up, and just my personal growth and development, I don't think would have happened anywhere else. I wouldn't have been able to be the DMD anywhere else.
Wow.
I just saw my folks that slid in. What's up, guys? Y'all not gonna say hi? Now, you're not one of my kids.
But you gotta understand, people have been watching you for years. They feel like family.
Listen, I don't want no more dependents. They expensive, Dave.
I got a question for you, Mark.
Uh-oh.
How the hell did Jacob get a busted open hoodie before I even did? I created the damn show.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. All right, your 15 minutes is over. Don't blow his head up. We can barely get him in the car now.
All right, Mark, let me ask you a question about Britt. What were your first impressions of Britt when you first saw her?
Like, I didn't know that she was a heel. I liked her. When I see people work and they can work with anybody, like, I look at them as, oh, man, like, this is a all-balanced type of player. But once I met her, then I realized why she was a heel. Britt is passionate. And she's aggressive, and she wants to do it right now. And that's a great quality for a champion, because you don't want to wait. You want to get it. You're going to do everything you can to get that job done right now. And knowing that, meeting her and being able to have that conversation, I was right away like, wow, she's going to be really, really good. But, you know, I thought it was because I saved her life.
Three times.
You know I saved a life.
Multiple times, yeah. According to Britt.
Well, twice, I guess, the same day.
Jeez.
So, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to have Britt on Busted Open coming up soon, and we'll talk about that. A little tease.
All right, a little tease.
That way we can get her on.
Yeah.
I like it.
Where's Mandy? We got to talk to Mandy.
Mandy does enough for us, who's an amazing PR person with AEW. Talking about amazing, Britt Baker, we thank you so much. Your AEW Women's Champion, Dr. Britt Baker.
You're listening to Busted Open's Inside AEW All Out. Here's more with Dave LaGreca.
There's somebody that fans have gotten to know over the last couple of years, not only by being a part of Busted Open and being on our show, but what she's been able to do on AEW Dynamite. We bring in right now, Nyla Rose joins us here. Oh my goodness. Not only Nyla Rose, but the amazing, the legendary, Vicky Guerrero.
Excuse me!
Do y'all see this shirt that Nyla has on? She's got a shirt on with Dave LaGreca's face on it.
You know you made it. You know you made it when Nyla Rose is wearing a shirt with your face on it. And flamingos.
Well, it was free,
so. I want
a
shirt. Jeez.
Vicky, how are you? Nyla, how are you? Thank you
Wonderful.
For coming.
Thank you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's great to see you.
It's good to see you.
That's awesome.
This is amazing to be here. Hi, Mark.
She still got that cougar gimmick.
Now, even though Nyla has my shirt on, which I appreciate, thank you very much.
I appreciate the free shirt, thank you.
I did see where you put my autographed 8x10.
Whoa. This is how false narratives. Tell them where the 8x10 was for those who don't follow my Twitter or Instagram, and then I'll tell you why you're wrong. Please.
Okay. I was nice enough to sign an 8x10 to Nyla Rose. And Nyla stuck the 8x10 in her bathroom behind the toilet paper.
Wow.
That's simply...
Just in case she ran out of paper.
But it's about perspective, right? See, you saw it from the angle that it was behind the toilet paper. But if you look from the side, it's next to the toilet paper. You're synonymous, right? So you associate toilet paper with the bathroom. It's the most important thing. You're associated with Busted Open... You're like the heartbeat of Busted Open, just like toilet paper is the heartbeat of the bathroom, right? But also if I run out of toilet paper.
Yeah,
right,
I see what you did there.
It's good to know that every time Nyla goes to the bathroom, she thinks of me.
I never
Pretty
got
much.
An 8x10.
I'm just shaking my head. My mom always told me, if you don't have nothing good to say.
Don't say it at all.
Wasn't that Thumper from Bambi?
Yes.
Yes, I guess she stole it from me.
Where's my 8x10?
Oh, I got it. I got multiple.
Stop. We're done. No.
See, I got the hand. Like,
I know because it's guilt by association, Mark.
Leave her alone.
I love Vicky Guerrero.
Right.
First of all, she always has a smile on her face. She's always happy. I mean, how could you not be happy you know, when you're around Vicky?
Mark knows.
I've seen Vicky on a bus at like 4:30 in the morning traveling across Europe. Not a pretty sight. You talk about me, bus driver! Pull the bus closer! All right, hey man. We can't pull her off of your ass. I suggest you pull the bus closer.
We had many early mornings. Yeah.
Oh my God,
late
walking
nights
through airports.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
I will say this too, Vicky, and I honestly can say that I've never been this close to a legend like yourself. It gets me a little nervous. I'm a little nervous interviewing Vicky Guerrero. I got to be honest with you.
No, you don't have to be nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
Vicky is a concert professional, a wealth of knowledge, and reached out to me like a year ago and was like, hey man, I really enjoy coming on Busted Open. Like, y'all should try to work me in more. And I was like, you know what? That's not up to me, but I'll pass the information along. So I passed the information along. And Dave, what happened with that?
Why do you put me in these types of positions, Mark? That's not fair. I love Vicky Guerrero.
Dave, what happened with that?
Why am I always the heavy? Why is it always on me? Hi, Vicky.
But you didn't answer the question.
Hi, how are you?
I'm still waiting for my answer. A year ago?
It was a year.
Year. 1 year.
Vicky?
Would y'all like to see Vicky on Busted Open?
Well, you know, since Mark put me in this position, would you like to have Vicky host on Fridays and Saturdays on Busted
Open? Hey, hey, easy.
You know what? We could do Saturdays. We can replace Ryan McKinnell with Vicky on
Absolutely.
Saturday.
Wow.
Not bad.
Wow, you talk about the heat.
I'm ready.
But you know what? We have a women's movement at Busted Open and with our own Gabby LaSpisa. Like, it would be really cool to see, like, a forum of women talking about
yep.
women, talking about the plight of the women's wrestler.
Yep.
Vicious Vixens Radio has a good name. It has a good ring to it.
Oh, my
just
gosh.
Saying.
Vixens
just saying.
Radio.
Right. Just saying.
I'd be so honored to do that.
Well, your family, and, you know, I'm going to do everything that I can because you're the best. You know that. Talk about being a part of AEW. Talk about being a part of what is just growing and growing, it seems, each and every week.
You know, as far as All Elite Wrestling, it's such a great community. I know it's a wrestling promotion, but it's truly a community, a family. As you all can see, like, in our community projects with the softball and the firefighters and all different numerous events, we really come together and care about everyone that we work with. And first and foremost, when I met the women of All Elite Wrestling, I first noticed Nyla, and I loved her truth, and I love what she lived by. And I told Tony Khan, I'm like, I have to manage her, like, that's my dream. And he was like, I think I can work that out. I was like, and I'm having
Tony
the best
can do whatever he wants.
Yes. But when you see Nyla and I out there, we are having the best time, and to be able to share the stage with her is an honor for me.
Wow.
Yeah. I have to second that, Dave. Like, it is a family affair. Like, watching everybody, you know, it's like I competed in a bunch of sports, and strongman was the only sport where the strongman cheered for the people they're competing against.
Yeah.
Here at AEW, everyone is cheering for the other person's success, maybe not necessarily in the ring, but business-wise yeah. and career-wise, they want to see the company grow,
Absolutely.
And they want to see the other wrestlers get their shine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Nyla, first and foremost, you look fucking sexy with that LaGreca shirt on right now. You look absolutely amazing.
Dave got a potty
face
mouth.
Is on her is breast. That's
I mean,
why.
my
you
face
kiss your
is
wife
out.
With that mouth?
LaGreca pasties.
Violetta? Where's Violetta? Where's my wife, Violetta? Violetta, my face is on Nyla's breast right now. Just want you to know that. Just giving you a heads up. says there's anything out on Twitter, just so you know. My wife does have a tasty
world. One more time, I'm going to call security.
That's my wife you're talking about. But anyway, now, when you hear those words from a legend like Vicky Guerrero, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's what I said.
it kind of leaves me speechless in a way. Like, it makes me take a step back to have the eye, to have the recognition from legends like Vicky Guerrero, from Mark Henry, to catch their attention, mm-hmm. to catch their eye, to have them take notice and want to help me succeed. They could very easily be like, hey, yep, good job. Keep it moving, doing their own thing. But they want to take the time to help me invest in myself so that I can get on their level. That means the world to me. This is all I've ever wanted to do. So to have people wow. in my corner who want to help me not only be here but stay here means the world to me.
How has it been with Mark now a part of AEW?
It's been horrible. Listen. This man is terrifying, y'all. If you ever drop food, a hamburger or something, run!
Let me tell you a funny story about Mark. Oh, go ahead, Lionel.
I was going to say, after the brituation with them hamburgers, the first person I saw backstage... The first person was Mark Henry. The second person was Paul White.
You don't throw hamburgers on the ground. They were perfectly good hamburgers.
Yeah, you can't.
They smelled there was so nothing. Good.
I've never been so scared in my life. But no, outside of that, it's been an absolute joy. It's been fantastic, phenomenal. And then again with the community outreach. Soon, Mark hasn't been here. He was here 8 minutes, and he's already, we're doing this. I got this lined up. We're going to go talk to these people, and we're just out there. We're connecting, and it's amazing.
I have a funny story about Mark. Back in WWE, we had to give blood at certain times, and Mark is deathly scared of needles, and so am I. And one time,
I'm finna tell some shit about you too. That's what we doing? Okay.
So long story short, they're getting ready to prep Mark's arm, and he starts going like this. Like starting to get lightheaded, and he's kind of going in and out. And I'm like, they're like, Mark, are you okay? I mean, you are the world's strongest man. I mean, why is a little needle bothering you? He couldn't even talk. So I, being the great person that I am.
Fantastic person. Amazing.
Thank you, Nyla. Thank you. I grab his hand, and I'm helping him. Like, I'm holding his hand, and he gave the blood.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, let's hear it. Come on, let's hear it.
She was holding my hand to keep me from falling down.
But he did it. And so every time I give blood or something, I think of Mark Henry because I helped him be a friend that day.
All right, man. Y'all being nice.
It's okay, Mark. It's fine.
It's not. I'm not human. I'm not nice. Stop it.
You know what it was? You were nervous because you're so strong. You knew those needles were going to break when they hit your skin.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep, that's it.
Nyla, for you, and I asked this to Britt, you know, what was her favorite moment and when did she feel the momentum really changing with AEW? So far, since the time you've been with AEW, do you have a favorite moment?
Oh, I have several favorite moments. Several.
Other than this.
Other than today. So I don't have to go on public record and say that this is a favorite moment, is what you're
that's
saying.
Right. That's right.
I can legally avoid saying that this is a favorite moment at all costs.
Though
right?
We do know that it is. But yeah, besides today.
Okay, so besides right now. Man, there's been so many. Winning the first Casino Battle Royale right here in Chicago. That was pretty fantastic. Being on the debut episode of Dynamite, that was pretty fantastic. Getting to unveil Vicky Guerrero at Fyter Fest, that was pretty fantastic. But honestly, I would say Austin, Texas, winning the AEW Women's World title for the first time, was my probably top favorite moment.
What about eating fried pies?
When I win it for the second time.
Easy. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Easy. Take it easy. Take it. We don't want bloodshed.
What about eating fried pies with me in Birmingham?
Man, listen. I did say some of them weren't just in the ring. Those fried pies? Y'all, listen. Mark, I can't even do it justice. It's like... like a little, like an empanada, but like it's fried and then it's fried again. I can't even express it. It's so good.
Listen, I don't know a lot, but I know food. And my mama would have been proud of them pies.
It's like, woo, God told you a secret while an angel gave you a back rub. Like that's, if I could describe it, those, man.
Well,
I'm stealing that.
Vicky, again, a true legend. Vicky Guerrero, thank you for coming on.
I love you, Dave. I love you.
I love you, Vicky. Thank you. And Nyla, again, I love being on your breasts. I think that's awesome. But thank you, Nyla Rose, for coming on, too.
Phrasing?
I'm all over those breasts.
Love you, Mark. Really, I do. Oh,
thank you, Vicky Guerrero, Nyla Rose. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Busted Opens Inside AEW All Out.
A lot of love here at the Fan Fest, Mark, today.
It's a fan fest.
You guys having fun? Are you having, there you go, have fun. Let me hear you. First of all, what's with the La Greca Sucks t-shirt?
Oh, here we go.
David, I am heartbroken because, you know, I carry that picture you gave me in my backpack every time. And you talk all that shit for the last 2 weeks. And you know, and you all know, I'm about to go to his house pretty soon. Because you gave me permission, and I'm about to get some pierogies, you know? So I don't understand why you keep talking all this shit, man.
First of all, Thunder Rosa, my wife's pierogi? No. You're not getting anywhere near my beautiful wife, Violetta's pierogi.
No, nope. Violetta told me I'd come to your house. So you guys should be ready, because this is going to be a lot of fun. You know I love you, David. Very deep inside of me, I love you. Very deep inside
you
of me.
Yeah.
And I won't forgive you for talking shit and saying that you made me, which is not true. You guys, I saw that on Twitter and I screenshot it and I read it every day before I go to sleep. You know? But that's okay, David, that's okay. Because I can't wait to go to your house. I just can't wait to go.
Go to my house and do...
You're standing up. I was just reminding you, you're standing up.
But Thunder Rose is not going to kill me. I don't know why people are chanting Thunder Rosa.
No, I'm not going to kill you. No, not at all.
I will say this about Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa is extremely talented. She had what I call one of the greatest matches I've ever seen with Dr. Britt Baker. Come on, give it up. I think it deserves a little bit more noise than what you're giving right now.
They always talk about like this star rating, this imaginary fictional world of what a match. If there ever was a five-star match, that was one.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I will admit, in Buda, Texas, when I did confront Thunder Rosa at Mission Pro Wrestling, she kicked the living shit out of me.
Yeah. That's true, that's true. And yes, you deserved it. You did. But that's okay, David. I told you. Like, I've forgiven you for now.
So you are forgiving me?
For now, yeah.
All right, let me
ask. Wow, that's, you said that's what you wanted, so it's
all
okay,
right?
All right.
All right, so you're saying I'm sorry.
She said
I didn't say I'm sorry. I didn't say I'm sorry.
I know him.
Your wife is allowing me to come to your house, so I have to make sure we're kind of in good terms right now.
All right, there you go.
Right?
Can I get a hug?
No.
Why would you
no.
Can I get a hug, Thunder
no.
Rosa?
Oh, stop.
I said I forgive you. That didn't mean I was going to hug you, homie.
All right.
It takes me some time to process those nasty words that I read every time I go to sleep.
She
but I forgive
need
you.
Listerine
yeah.
after saying that.
All right, so you said I'm sorry, which I appreciate.
I did not say I'm sorry.
And can I get a thank you for the sold out show at Mission Pro Wrestling? It's only four words. I'm sorry and thank you. I got the I'm sorry, so we're halfway there.
All right, let's talk about how big of a bitch you still are for running away from me.
Oh, my God. See?
You know, I'm never going to say thank
Security.
You for...
Security!
No. It's okay. I have self-control unlike other people
see,
that keeps
the,
running
see,
your
Thunder
mouth
Rosa,
all the
you're,
time.
Wait, hold on.
What?
It's my show, so let me talk.
Oh.
You're
David, why are you being you're being so fucking disrespectful to me all the time.
You are. Let me tell you something.
No, I'm not going to let you tell you something.
Let me tell you something,
oh
honey.
Oh my God.
Let me tell
Should
you
I
something.
Should I let him
honey.
Tell me something?
All right.
Should I let him tell you something?
You have problems. You have issues, all right? You have anger
oh,
issues.
I have issues.
You got anger issues.
I have issues.
You may be a talented wrestler.
Oh my God.
But you have issues. You have issues.
I was
with
trying to be nice to you.
You have issues
I
with
was trying to be nice to you. Oh my God.
And you talk about respect. You come on this show and you disrespect me. You curse
I
me.
I disrespected you.
You
I
interrupt me.
You.
You interrupt me.
Stop it. You're an instigator. Jeez.
And if you think I'm going to let you in my home, honey, you got all.
Baby, you don't got the pants at the house. Let's keep it straight. My homegirl let me come to your house. She said she was going to give me a plate of pierogies. So I'm going to be there. She's going to pick me up, and we're going to chill.
Violetta.
Is that right, Violetta?
Violetta.
Is that
come
right?
Come up here. Violetta, come up here.
Come on, Violetta.
Violetta. What the f-
Okay. Let's go back a little bit.
All right.
Where's the security? I
don't know. Somewhere.
Listen, I'm starting to sweat, guys, and usually, I mean, I sweat anyway.
You're my wife. You're supposed to have my back. What the fuck is going on?
He knows, I mean, she knows I'm on the right, so it's just chill. Just have a seat, like a normal person that you think you are. Come on, have a seat. Let her talk. Let her speak.
Go ahead, Violetta.
No, I just wanted to say that this is payback for what happened in Pittsburgh.
I'm trying, Mark.
You like up here, we would bring it back.
Mark, but you do know that, like, as much as I love my wife and I respect Thunder Rosa, having the two of them together, this is a nightmare, Mark Henry.
It'd probably be a fantasy for a lot of dudes.
Damn right, baby.
I never thought there'd be the day Mira Mira and Pierogi together as one.
And then now you like very strong women, so that's what
yeah,
you get, baby.
That's true.
That's true.
You can't deny it.
Yeah.
I am not going and stepping into a ring with you, Thunder Rosa. I know that's what you're trying to do. You're plotting my family against me, and you're trying to get me in the ring. It ain't happening.
Who wants I am to not see stepping this happening into a again? Ring with you.
All right, here's where we'll get the gauge of the fans, okay, Mark? We'll ask the fans. How many fans here thought, you know what, me going to Mission Pro Wrestling was enough, I proved my point, and that's that? How many people here think I need to step into the ring against Thunder Rosa?
I think it's pretty obvious, David. It's pretty, pretty obvious. But like I said, I'm going to let you guys wonder what's going to happen. I have to visit you first, like you just did when you came to Texas.
So wait a second. So you're coming to Vernon, New Jersey,
yes,
to stay with Violetta LaGreca.
And you.
I don't know if she said she was going to stay there. She just was going to come and have dinner with y'all.
Yes.
I mean, once Thunder Rosa tastes my wife pierogi, all bets are off, Mark.
That's wrong, but okay.
Hey, guys, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Violetta, thank you for having my back, I guess.
Sure. Can I get a thank you, Violetta?
Good luck, Dave.
She said good luck, Dave.
Yeah, I need it. Thanks.
But yeah, and just like and outside of the jokes, I just want to thank all of you guys, Busted Open family, for allowing me to be part of this, besides the fact that, you know, Dave and I, we're not the best friends right now, but I like stalking him all the time.
Well, I mean, for myself, for Mark Henry, for Britt Baker, for Nyla Rose, for Vicky Guerrero, and I guess for Thunder Rosa, thank you guys for showing up today. And since we're going to have to settle this at some point.
Yes.
I think the fans, and I think they deserve it.
What?
They want to see a LaGreca Thunder Rosa hug.
No. Listen. I don't condone violence. There's been a lot of it. Let's have no more physical contact.
Yes.
Unless it's in the ring.
You know why? Because she's afraid of me.
That's not true. Dave. You know what? Every time I put the damn fire, you throw gasoline.
He does.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.